I have asked our media group to do something I don't normally do, and I've asked them to put my sermon notes in their entirety on the big screen for you today. So y'all are in for a treat today, because I normally don't do all of my sermon notes on the screen for you. But today, you get privy to all of my sermon notes. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2. We're going to begin in the 42nd verse of Acts, chapter 2. Before we read that, every once in a while, I'll get someone come up to me and they'll say, "Man, you were speaking straight to me today." And some of you have said that, okay? Well, I got news for you today, okay? I'm not speaking to the congregation at Dolan Baptist Church today. Right. Today there's nobody else in the room except you, because I'm speaking directly to you as individuals today. Okay, I'm not speaking to the church, as we would call the church. I'm speaking to you as an individual. So you, everybody say, everybody at once say your name, who you are. 1, 2, 3, go. That's who I'm speaking to today. You receive it as spoken to you today, okay? So here is the text, beginning in verse 42. Let's read it together. Matter of fact, would you stand for honor, in honor of God's word today? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Did all that get on the screen? Okay. You may be seated. God bless the reading of His Word. And there you have it. You have been privy to all of my sermon notes. The reason I prefaced what I said a while ago is this. Oftentimes, we think of the church as this entity that exists. Sometimes it includes me, sometimes it doesn't. And the truth is, for some people, this entity exists to serve me. Okay? And it's there when I need it. And it's there when I don't, but I'm not a part of it when I don't need it. Okay? Now, obviously, you in this room, you're here today, okay? And I hope and pray that you're here because you wanted to be here, okay? Hopefully nobody drugged you here, and if they did, God bless them. But anyway, so maybe I'm preaching to the choir today, okay? Actually, maybe I'm preaching to a member of the choir today, because remember, I'm preaching to you as individuals. Here's the deal. The church cannot be the church without individuals making up the church. So if individuals that make up the church are compassionate, then the church is compassionate. right? If the individuals that make up the church are loving, then the church is loving. If the church, if the member, the individuals that make up the church are generous, then the church is generous. If the individuals that make up the church are selfish and the church exists for them, then guess what kind of church it is? It's a self-serving church. If the individuals that make up the church are critical, biased, what's the word I'm thinking of? Prejudice. Guess what kind of church you have? Who we are as individuals determines what kind of church we have. God tells us what kind of church we ought to be. He says, upon this rock I will build my church. See, it's not our church. Matter of fact, if we've given ourselves to Christ, we are not our own. We belong to Christ. So, I guess really before we determine what kind of church we are, we have to determine what kind of people we are. Right? The Bible, this in this passage, it says what they did in this early church. They devoted themselves. Now, what I want to point out, it doesn't say. Okay, it doesn't say. Let me read what the scripture does not say. It does not say the church devoted itself to the apostles' teaching and to church fellowship and to official meals and to corporate prayer. Okay? It goes on in verse, let's see. It doesn't say in verse 45 that the church sold church property. Right? Let's see what else. Doesn't say that the church, in verse 47, praise God, and the church enjoyed favor among the people. And that the church added to its number daily who were being saved. Okay? It doesn't. It says, and the Lord added to their number, the individual's numbers. This is a group of people. Matter of fact, the word that we get our word church from is from the Greek word ekklesia. Okay, ekklesia. Ecclesiastical. Meaning, a direct translation is assembly. Assembly of what? Assembly of individuals. Okay? It added added daily to the number of the group of individuals. Okay? Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. The individuals had favor of all the people. Folks, this is talking about the individuals who gathered together as an assembly. They broke bread together. The people broke bread together in their home. The church didn't do that. The people did this. The people sold property, their property. The people continued to meet together in the temple courts. The people broke bread together. The people devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. The people fellowshiped together. The people prayed. The people, everyone was filled with awe and the many wonders and the signs performed by the apostles. The people had everything in common. Folks, it was the people. It wasn't the church. It so happened that the people made up the church. It was the people. Guess what? It still is. It's still you and me. It's still you and me. Now, I must say, and I will say, and I am proud to say, not proud like yay go me. I'm proud like yay go God because of what God's doing. I am proud to say that I have witnessed, been the recipient of God's compassion shown through God's people individually and corporately through this church on numerous occasions, that I have seen it exhibited through this assembly of God's people. Okay? I also have to say that there's still work to be done. Okay? There's still work to be done. But it's up to you and it's up to me as individuals. We can't sit by and say, well, there's the church and then there's my life. Folks, my life is the church. Your life is the church. We are the church. I preached a sermon sometime back, I think it was last year. And my main theme through the sermon was, I am the church. Folks, we are the church. Matter of fact, God calls your body the what? We are the temple. The church is much more than this paneling here. And on the other side of this paneling, there's bricks and mortar. Folks, that's not the church. The church is the assembly, the ecclesia, the gathering, the assembly of the individuals. Whatever the assembly accomplishes, it begins with you and me. Whatever the church is portrayed as, it's because of what you and I become. Through our generosity, through our devotion, through our love, compassion, through our understanding, through our knowledge, through our desire, through our generosity, through our compassion, through our, you name it. It also will reflect upon the church on the other side. If we are selfish and self-centered, okay? Now listen, folks. There are times when we need the church. Amen? Amen. And there are times when the church needs us. There's a balance. There are definitely times when the church needs us. There are definitely times when we need the church. Okay? We've got to give and we've got to receive. There are times when we've got... Let me tell you something. Have you ever woke up on Sunday morning? Woken up. Waked up. What's the proper terminology? You ever done got woke up on Sunday morning and said, I don't feel like going to church today? Has that ever occurred to anybody? Okay. It has happened to your pastor, if I must confess. I went anyway. Partly because it's my job. Okay. Does anybody, that show me your hands again. That's happened to you. How many of you went to church anyway? How many of you end up being glad you went? Okay. Yes, that's the way it happens. Let me encourage you. If you ever wake up and you say, I don't feel like going to church, go anyway, unless you're contagious. If you're contagious, please do us all a favor. Stay home on that Sunday. Tune in a week or two later and listen to it on the internet. It'll be great. Okay? But listen, you will be blessed because you went. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together. Gather together with God's people. There is healing in being with God's people. There's something about being with God's people that is, call it therapeutic or whatever, it is comforting, it is the... There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in being with God's people. There's power in it. Okay? So next time you don't feel like going to church, say, you ain't got nothing on me, devil. I'm going to show you that my God is bigger and I'm going in. Just tell him that. Get you behind me, Satan. My God's bigger than you. And go anyway. You'll be blessed. You'll be glad you did. God, get with God. Get with God. He's going somewhere today. See what happens when I don't have notes? still got a few minutes. We ran with this thing. Five more minutes. I will. But folks, listen. What is the most critical thing of the church? What is it? What is the most critical thing said of the church? Hypocrites. We're hypocrites. What's being the hypocrite? Same one thing, doing the other. We preach love, compassion. We preach God's word, and we turn around and do what? Do what I say, not what I do. Okay, folks, we got to be better than that. That's where we say, well, as the church, we say, don't do these things. We say, do these things. We say, love everyone, be compassionate. Okay, but in my personal life, here's what I think and believe. Folks, those two, they got to match. They got to match. Because it sheds a bad light on Jesus Christ. Folks, we're here to preach His message, not our personal agenda. If we've given ourselves to Him, we're on His team. We're on His mission. Our mission has got to go by the wayside. Am I speaking truth or am I not? Folks, we are the church. Remember, I'm not preaching to us as a congregation. I'm preaching to myself this morning. Okay? And I'm preaching to everyone who said their name this morning. As individuals, if it's to be, it's up to me right now. Okay? What this church will become, it's up to the individuals that make up this church to become that. I will say, this church has got some fantastic things. Bar none. I will say that, absolutely, there's some room for improvement. And we're going to work on that, and we're going to get there. Because it's God's desire to do so, and He will give us. If God desires it, He will give us what we need to make it happen. How many of you think that's the truth? I know it is. And He won't do that through the corporate thing. He'll do that individually. So it's up to us to receive it individually and allow God to work on us individually and make it happen. We've seen that this morning in one individual already. So my prayer for us this morning is that as individuals, we'll begin to say, you know what? God wants more for me. God wants more for me because He wants more for Golden Baptist Church. God wants more for me because He wants more for His church, wherever that church is. Matter of fact, it's all God's church. If it's a Bible preaching, Jesus believing, solid theological teaching church, it's all God's church. And we're all just partners in it. We're all the same team. That is the church. Folks, we've got to be better. It begins with you. We've all seen examples. We've all been inspired by people and individuals. We've read stories, we've heard stories. It's time to step up. I believe it's time to step up. And we can do that. How do I know? Because the Bible says. God says, I will give you everything you need to make it happen. Do you believe it? And are you willing to do your part? God, help us today. Help us today to accept what you have for us, because there is so much at stake, Lord. There's so much at stake. Other people's lives depend upon it. Oh Lord, may we be part of the solution. May we be part of the solution. Use us, Lord. May we be willing to make whatever sacrifices are needed or required with glad hearts. May we be willing to say like Isaiah did, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Send me. Use me. Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. We know, Lord, you can take the coal and cleanse our lips. And you'll use us in amazing ways. Oh, Lord, make it so with us. So that it would be said of us one day, wow. Wow. That was a person of godly character. And they touched so many lives. And I was proud to know them. Or her. May that be said of us. In Jesus' name.